The Georgia Dome is closing down, and the Packers want to close it their way. It's time for Final Thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, the Super Bowl.
All right.
This winning streak, everything the Packers have stood for in the second half of the season, this is what it all comes down to. And for the Packers, their fourth trip to the NFC title game in the 11 years under Mike McCarthy, more than any other team in the NFC. It says a lot that they've gotten to this point, but obviously now that they're here, they want to take that next step and get down to Houston.
Definitely. And for me, what's at stake is the kinds of things that I've been talking about the last couple weeks that will have no impact on what's going to happen Sunday. But everybody in Packer Nation remembers the last trip to the NFC title game in Seattle 2 years ago. Just like getting over the hump against the Giants. Just like erasing those Cowboy defeats in Dallas from the 1990s. It has nothing to do with what will happen on Sunday, but getting past this NFC title game will help to put Seattle even further into the history books. How about a player to watch, Wes?
Ty Montgomery. He was a player to watch, I thought, in the first game against the Falcons. He did not end up playing in that game due to the illness. But you've seen him over the second half of the season not only just become a running back for the Packers, but a really big playmaker in this offense, averaging about 15 touches per game since he's officially been named a running back, around 84 total yards of offense. So whether they're using him in the backfield, whether he's lining up at receiver, whether he's motioning across the field, there are a lot of ways that you can use Ty Montgomery. He's a matchup nightmare, and I think he's going to be a big part of this offense going back into the Georgia Dome.
Definitely. And my player to watch, there are a lot of state the obvious choices here. Aaron Rodgers, Jared Cook, who didn't play in the first game, Mason Crosby with what he did at the end of the Dallas game. But I'll go on the defensive side of the ball, and I'll say Clay Matthews. We saw him have a big sack fumble against Minnesota. We saw him have another big one against the Giants. Was a little quiet last week against the Dallas Cowboys. Drew what I thought was a holding call off the edge once that wasn't called. Got some pressure on Dak Prescott. But Clay Matthews is the guy on defense who needs to make a big play here for Green Bay. And we talked all week, Wes, about one turnover maybe could be the difference in this ballgame. I look for number 52. It's the little things, Wes. Give me one for Sunday.
Red zone offense, Mike. These are two of the league's top teams when it comes to being productive once they get inside the opposing 20-yard line. Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers do a tremendous job of not only protecting the football, but finding ways to get it in the opposing end zone. That, I think, is going to be one of the big things that could go a long way in a victory for either team in this contest, is how you're able to finish drives. And we've talked so often about the different types of momentum that can be generated off of not just settling for the field goal, but getting the touchdown. You've mentioned a lot in the last few weeks, Mike. The Packers have done a tremendous job of getting up 7 points on the board every time they get down to the end zone. They need to keep it going against Atlanta.
All right, sounds good. And my little thing, Wes, is the return game. Last week, the Seattle Seahawks with Devin Hester, they busted some big returns against the Atlanta Falcons in their special teams units, and it was a holding penalty on the Seahawks in the second quarter that wiped out a big return and really changed that ball game. We saw back in Week 8 in Atlanta, Trevor Davis had a big punt return that gave the Packers great field position for a touchdown. A good return, one big one, might make a big difference in this game. Wes, I say the Packers win if the defense makes a big play in the fourth quarter. I mentioned Clay Matthews earlier. He'll be going against his cousin Jake Matthews in a one-on-one matchup there. But if it's not Clay Matthews, I look for two guys, Ladarius Gunter or Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix. When you look back at the Falcons' final drive to win that game in Week 8, Gunter had a shot at an interception on a hot route, against a blitz. And Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix nearly got his hands on the ball on a seam pass that was incomplete to Julio Jones. One of those guys maybe is the guy who can make up for that and make the play for the defense in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I think the Packers win, Mike, if they don't blank, specifically on the offensive side of the ball. They've been so surgical. Aaron Rodgers has been so good over the last 2 months, and they've made so few errors. And when you look at the, you know, just penalty aspect or turning the ball over, have done a tremendous job of protecting the football. You keep that going and maybe potentially allow your defense to steal possession here or there, ultimately could be the difference between a win and a loss.
All right, sounds good to me, Wes. And with that, we'll sign off on Final Thoughts for now. But stay tuned to Packers.com and all your social media channels for your in-game and post-game updates from the NFC Championship. Thanks for watching. Enjoy the ball game, everybody.